Good morning. We'd like to welcome all of you out to Silver City Baptist Church this morning. And I think I'm doing this right. If you would you be seated at this time? Is that right? We're going to have a conference.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We normally hold conference right after we take the offering. Everybody comes back in.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then you'll give me the nod.
However you want to do.
No, that's great. I want to welcome you out to Silver City this morning. In spite of your new, uninitiated pastor. And certainly are pleased to see each of you out. This is a Labor Day weekend, and I know we've got some folks, or quite a few folks, that are out vacationing one last time before the summer ends, and that's all right. I know the Lord one time, he got away by himself, away from his disciples, and he went and talked to his Heavenly Father, and we all need that time of recreation, but each and every time that we can, the Bible also tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And I like what the psalmist David said whenever he said, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And I have been caused to rejoice this morning. We certainly enjoyed our Sunday school and singing so far, and just thank the Lord for all that he's done. We do ask you that you might continue to remember Tony Allen and his family. Tony asked us before we left this morning, he said, "Would you just tell the church to just worship the Lord and lift his name up?" So even in that time of sadness, even that time of sorrow, that time of loss, he still wanted to praise the Lord. So let's honor his request this morning, because the Lord truly is worthy. All right, we're going to ask you if you would, do we want to open doors of the church or wait till conference to do that? Okay, so we want to ask you if you would to stand back to your feet. We want to share together in this time of fellowship. There may be somebody here that you haven't shaken hands with or hugged their neck. It may have been 5 minutes since you told them you loved them. So let's do that while we sing another verse. Let's read in St. Luke in this 11th chapter and 27th verse, and you'll find these words. And it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And I want to stop right there. If you go over to the book of James in the first chapter, if you still got your Bibles open, and it'll be okay if you want to turn over there to the first chapter, and I believe the 22nd verse, you'll find these words that James said. He said, don't just be hearers of the word, but be ye also doers. And we, church, now listen, this, I've had to live with this all week long. I told Ronald, and we're going to try to preach in just a minute, but you know, I like to share with you what God lays on my heart. I told Ronald last week that when we came in the door after the Lord had blessed us last Sunday, that just as soon as we walked in the door of my home that God give me, He showed me this message for today. So listen, don't you think that this is kind of hard on us as Christian folks, that you say, well, that preacher, all he did was get up there and rare us out for 30 minutes. Bless your heart, church, this morning. I've had to live with it since last Sunday that you and I, as God's Christian people, want to hear the message from God. We want to hear what God has to say in our life. Well, like my mother used to say to me when I was just a little child, she said, it goes in one ear and right out the other. Listen, church, there's a great need at Silver City Baptist Church that we not only be hearers of the word, but that we be doers of the word of God. Amen. There's a little old lady, and you know what? As we read in your hearing here, she came before Jesus. Boy, she had been watching him perform all kinds of great miracles, and she had seen the works, and she had heard him. And you know what she said? She said, blessed is the womb that bore thee. In other words, thank the Lord for your mother, Jesus. And Jesus said to her, he said, now listen, thank you for that, but rather today, he said, let's be hearers of the law and let's keep it. I remember one time when Jesus had was there before the people. I'll tell you what, thank you, Lord. He's here this morning. There were some Pharisees and Sadducees, and there were some scribes that had come before Jesus. They were trying to trip him up. They were trying to ask him questions that he might make the wrong answer. Listen, church, today we not only need to be hearers of the word, but we need to apply it to our heart today. Trust me, the world is looking for you to slip up somewhere. They're looking for you to make a mistake. They know the Bible sometimes better than we know it ourselves. In the letter, I'll tell you what, Jesus said, why that the letter killeth, or the Bible says that, he says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. I hope and I pray, church, that we'll read God's word, and we'll study it, that we'll meditate on it, that we'll apply it to our daily lives. You know what? I thought last week I couldn't get my breath. I can't get it again. Thank you, Lord. He's strong. Boy, he's so good. You know what, church? We've got a lot of teachers here today. Some principals, they'll probably fuss on me in a little bit, but I used to think when I was in school, whenever they would teach me math and English and some stuff like that, I'd say, why, I'll never use this again. Why in the world am I having to learn what a verb is or an adverb? Why do I need to know what a sine or a cosine is? Why do I need to know that pi equals whatever it equals? I can't even think right now. Listen, see, that's the point this morning. That's the way that you and I do with God's word too many times. We don't meditate on it. We don't apply it to our lives. Aren't you glad that there was me, some older men and women, saints of God, that have showed us how to use those math formulas
that have showed us how to use, why we need to know what a noun and a verb is. In other words, biblically speaking, aren't you glad that a man of God has stood before you from time to time and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad this morning that he stood and he said, you must be born again? Listen, I'll tell you what, there's hope in Jesus Christ today. In church, I'll tell you this, brethren, y'all keep me straight. Deacons, you keep me straight. Church members, if you ever hear Tim Biddy stand and preach condemnation or conviction without any hope, you sit me down. Glory, because there's hope in Jesus Christ today. You know what? There was a time when I was lost. Boy, I was doomed and on my way to hell. But thank God there was hope. There was hope through Jesus Christ. You know what I'm so proud of today? Why, church, as we've already said to you, that when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, he said, listen, I'm going to make a way for you. You've messed up. You've sinned. You've done wrong. You've went against what I've told you to do. But he said, I'm going to make a way for you. And bless your heart today. A lost person, if you're still here in our midst this morning. If you're lost and don't know Jesus, I'm the free pardon of sin. Whatever you want to call it, if you say, I've never been saved, I'm lost, I don't have a relationship with Jesus, whatever it is, if you your name is not written on the Lamb's Book of Life, I beg you to come and be saved. There's hope. There's hope. Well, we may not get through for a little while. They tried to trick Jesus. Brethren, you know what I'm talking about. When they said, what, Jesus, what's the greatest commandment that they ever was? One of the writers, I believe it was Luke, said, what should I do to inherit eternal life? But basically what they was trying to do was to trip him up. Now listen, don't you forget, be not only hearers, but let's be doers. And Jesus said, well, what do you think that the Bible says about what the greatest commandment is? And you know what that lawyer said. He said, the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Glory, Jay, you talked about in our Sunday school class this morning, church, too many times we conform to the things of the world. Hebrews said, be ye not conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed. That's what we are. You remember, kids, there may even be some here this morning. These little old toys, why they start out like a car, and the next thing you know, they transform into a dinosaur. Bless your heart. I started out as a sinner and transformed into a child of God by his marvelous grace. What's the greatest commandment? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. You know what he said? He said, there's one more commandment. He said, just two of them. He said, I'm going to make it easy on you. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, these 10 commandments that God gave to Moses, we can look in the book of Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, and there's hundreds and hundreds of law, but you can sum it all up under just two, that you love God and love your neighbor. On these two commandments rest all the laws of all the prophets. Church today, today. Why do we need to be doers of the word? Listen, if we love God and we love our neighbor, we'll want to do it. You know what happened to me? Sometimes I'll have a headache. You know what I'll do? Jason, I'll get up and get me a Tylenol and a drink of water. If I get hungry, you can tell by looking at me. I'll get something to eat. Bless your heart today. My desire is I would love the lost and the dying world as much as I love Tim Biddy. I'll tell you what, we said this just a few weeks ago. If I wouldn't hurt you, men today, to love your wife like you love yourself. We get too enthralled in ourselves. Remember the days when you opened the door of the car for your wife. Remember the days when you would let her go first. Listen, men today, it's time that you and I stood up and became the men that God intended, not only in his house, but our home. And listen, ladies today, bless your heart. Why it's time that you became ladies that God intended for you to be, not only with hearers, but doers of the word of God today. Jesus told this lawyer, he said, now listen, he said, love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. And he didn't stop. He said, he gave him a parable. He said, you see, there was this one time, there was a man on traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. And you know what happened? A priest came by, and the Bible said that he seen him in the ditch, and he wouldn't even as much as walk over and see what was going on. A priest now, someone who knew the law, someone who had heard the word of God, he walked by on the other side of the road. And then it happened that a scribe came by, someone who wrote the law, someone who copied the law, someone who knew it, the very letter of it. He came over and looked down at the man that had been thrown in the ditch and left half dead, and went on of his way. Listen this morning, church, that's what you and I are doing this morning. We've left the lost and the dying to find Jesus on their own, to just get help any way they can. But I told you there was hope, and there is. The Bible said a Samaritan came by, a doer of the word, and he knelt down and helped that little old man. The Bible said that he took that of wine and poured it in his womb. Woo, glory. I don't know if you've ever seen it this way or not, but I'll tell you what. There was a good Samaritan that came by and seen Tim Biddy one time. What did you sing this morning, choir? Oh, what a Savior. He gave his lifeblood just for me. That's what that wine represented, as he poured it in that wound. The cleansing power of the blood this morning. And you know what else he did? The Bible said that he poured in the oil. You know what that oil does? It's soothing. It's soothing. It makes you feel good. Whenever we get our kids get a boo-boo, we put some antibiotic ointment on there. It soothes it, don't it? It makes it feel better. Whenever that little old Samaritan came by and he poured in that oil, it made that wound feel better. But you know what that represents to me this morning? is none other than the Holy Spirit. Shauna, this morning I'll tell you what Jesus said. I'm not going to leave you here comfortless, but I'm going to send a comforter to you. It's soothing, ain't it? It feels good. Boy, I'm here to tell you, so I'll testify to that this morning, Tommy. It does. It feels good. Yes, it does. Listen, I'll tell you what, I thank God, and he didn't even stop there, and I know this is getting long, but bless your heart, church, the Samaritan didn't stop there after he had helped his wounds. You know what he did? Took that man up out of the ditch in his arms and put him on his own beast and took him to the inn. Took him to the inn and cared for him that night. And when he departed the next morning, he said, "Now here," he said, "you take care of him. And I'll leave you some money." He said, "When I come back, when I come back," he said, "if I owe you anything," he said, "I'll repay you." Woo, glory, I want you to know, church, how Jesus has left you and I in charge. And if he owes anything when he comes back, he said, "I'll pay it." But glory, the price has been paid in full at Calvary's cross today. It's been paid in full. Don't owe nothing. Boy, that'd be a good feeling, wouldn't it? We didn't know anything. Church, what about it? Don't just be hearers of the word. Tim, be a doer. Silver City Baptist Church, be a doer. Let's work together and do what God wants us to do. Tim, I can't do it. What's the greatest commandment? Here's the recipe. Love God and love your neighbor. And through Jesus Christ, you'll be able to accomplish anything. I don't know what your need. Come get a song if you would. I don't know what your need is this morning. I don't know what your desire is. This altar is open. It don't matter. You may be here, you're lost. Come to this altar. You may be here, you've been saved for 30, 50 years. If you need to talk to Jesus, this altar is open. While we stand and sing. Church, are you going to be a doer and not just a hearer of the word? I love you. I know you will. I know you will. Through Jesus Christ, you can do it. You know, and this ain't been as long as you think it has, but whenever I was in high school, I wrestled. And they had these girls, they were like cheerleaders, but they called them mat maids. And they had this little chant a lot of times while we were wrestling. They will say, "You can do it, you can do it, you can." And church, this morning, through the grace of God, with Jesus' help, you can do it, you can do it, you can. I love you this morning. I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but somebody said, "Have you come down off your cloud?" And I don't remember even stepping. I think I've just been floating above cloud nine. So I love you very much. I wonder if someone has a word of testimony. Another song you want sung, anything else you want to do.